Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is, my mouse just stopped working.
Today is Wednesday August.
September 5th, right?
You said August.
Yeah.
September 5th. Oh my God.
What?
It's my brother's birthday. I haven't even sent him a text or anything.
Really?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, well, I'm glad I reminded you.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, there's my mouse. Okay, we're back. September 5th, folks. We're just confirming.
Wow, I can't believe I'm such a piece of shit.
Why?
Because I sent it via text. Like, that's so personal.
Well, you'll call him.
Yeah.
You know. How old is he?
He's 33.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So he's the oldest, huh?
Yeah, he's 2 years older.
Yeah. So you guys, it's the two of you and the brother, right?
Yeah.
There's no other siblings.
No.
That's enough, right?
Yeah. My dad wanted one more.
Yeah?
But he didn't get it.
Didn't get it.
Hopefully he's not out there procreating as we speak, because that'll make me sick.
You wouldn't want a baby right now?
Nope.
Baby brother or sister?
I'm good with my nephew.
Yeah.
And my niece. My brother has a baby girl, too.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm. She's only two.
Yeah? Is he married?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. At least somebody is.
Yeah, at least somebody is. Shout out to you, Gabby, you single mom, you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is she looking to get married?
Gabby doesn't really fuck with any dudes whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah. She's only had sex with four people and got pregnant on the fourth.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So she's never really been like, oh, I want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't think she cares. I think at the end of the day, like, all she gives a fuck about is her kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be difficult because, like, all these stories out here now, it's like, who can you trust around your kid?
That's true.
Like, these new boyfriends out here wait for you to go to work to beat the shit out of your kid. It's like, what's happening?
I know.
So I think she's good right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's hard when you have kids, when you have small kids, to try and connect with someone, mm-hmm. you know?
And sometimes when they're older, it's going to be hard to connect. Like, if my dad ever decides, hey, I'm bringing my new girlfriend around, we're not going to like her.
Yeah.
She already sucks. There's nothing she can say or do that we're going to like.
Even if she's older, I mean.
No, we're team mom. And the way your dog, the way that you already, I'm not even home. But the stories Gabby tells me and how my mom is like suffering from severe heartbreak, like, I'm never going to like anyone you bring around.
Mm.
I barely like you right now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You guys still don't talk to each other?
He hasn't talked to me in over a month.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Time just flies and gets wasted on bullshit.
On bullshit. Like, you're mad, and you're mad about what?
Yeah.
And Gabby says he keeps lying and getting caught in his lies.
Really?
Yeah, because he doesn't want her to know, like, when he's hanging out with his new girlfriend. But we also know our dad really well.
Right.
So it's like, we know you're lying.
Oh, God. What kind of a fucking relationship is this, man?
It's like when you're best friends with your dad, and then he tries to act like you're not best friends, and that we're not going to be able to tell when you're lying.
Right.
That type of relationship.
Yeah.
She told him, he came over yesterday, and she goes, I don't understand why you lied to me like I'm your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I know you so well, Dad. I know when, like, he told her that he was going away last weekend with his two gay coworkers.
Uh-huh.
And Gabby was like, no, the fuck you are. It's like, we know you're lying immediately. Like, come up with a better lie. And then he eventually admitted to lying.
That seems to be a piece of work, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely out there.
I mean, his excuse is he doesn't want my mom to know.
Yeah.
But she's not stupid either.
Yeah. But maybe he's not comfortable telling you about these things. Then he shouldn't say anything, really.
Yeah, I know. But I think we would have put two and two together by now anyway.
Right.
Because she says, like, he barely comes around now.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad, man. The kids are stuck in the middle.
Yeah. Well, not only that, he's like the dad for Marcellus.
Mm.
So, like, basically, when he disappears, Marcel's got no dad figure in the picture.
Right.
So that's Gabby's problem with him right now, basically.
Yeah. That's quite a responsibility, though, for a grandfather.
And he, like, know? He's expressed to me that it's kind of frustrating that that responsibility is on him. Because right. he's not the dad. He's right. the grandpa. Grandparents are supposed to swoosh in and swoosh out and be like that happy moment of the month, you know?
Exactly.
But they're not supposed to be, like, there 4 or 5 times a week.
Right. And when you're older also, it's like, you know, you just don't have the patience for it.
Right.
You know, for stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well,
yeah. So yeah. What can you do?
Yeah. You know.
Every family's fucked up in their own ways.
They are. You know, they all, every family has something because you don't get to choose your relatives.
No, you don't. Know? You literally don't. Like anytime our whole family used to get together, like when my parents were still together, like when my dad's family came through and my mom's family, I would just look around the room and be like, wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit. You are a bunch of characters.
Yeah.
And after they stay for dinner and a couple of drinks and they leave, I'm like, see ya. See you in a couple years. Bye.
Yeah, no rush.
Yeah. See you when I see ya. Yeah. So crazy.
Yeah. So, by the way, you know, it's funny with your purse. It's on the table and I never noticed because it doesn't bother me. But yesterday when it was in front of the camera, I told you something about it.
Yeah, but Friday we had Facebook Live, no?
Yeah, and your purse was right there in front of the camera. Yeah. You got to look at it. Like. It's the thing that stands out the most on the camera. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's a pretty big fucking bag.
So the first time I didn't notice, but yesterday I did, and you got irritated. But I
was just irritated in general yesterday.
Yeah,
because that football player that I used to talk to. Remember I told you that story? And then when he came out here, he was being weird, and then he finally admitted he had a girlfriend.
Right.
So he posted the other night that he was in LA again. And I was like, oh, are you here? And he was like, yeah, till Thursday morning. I was like, are we going to grab a drink finally, or what's up? Like, I don't care if you have a girlfriend, but we talked for so long.
Really?
On via FaceTime and text, like we've never met.
Yeah.
So at this point, it's like, aren't you just a little bit curious to meet each other?
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, we can get together. So then I sent him a text and he ignored me. Well, he was like, I met someone new, so I'm staying close to her. I go, wait, so you left a girlfriend that you were with before and now you have a new girlfriend that lives in Los Angeles.
Right.
And he took really long to respond to me. And I'm like, okay, everyone's on their phone 24/7. So I was like, I said some wise ass remark because that's what I do. Uh-huh. And he said a wise ass remark back and he's never been a dick.
Uh-huh.
So I fucking flipped the fuck out.
Really?
And he sent me like a paragraph long text messages. I didn't even read it. I swiped and hit delete.
Really?
I had absolutely. I like when I'm if I've never even met you and you're a dick. See ya. I'm not even going to entertain whatever the fuck you just had to say.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a paragraph.
Well,
long.
The first time around, they could have told you it was toxic for you, you know, because he was stringing you around.
And not only that, you told me you were in love with the chick you were, and now you are the new person.
Yeah.
Get your fucking shit together. You're 34 years old.
Oh, God.
Fucking loser.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, you get in a position of power where you can get a lot of women, and that's how you become, you know?
Yeah, you know what's
but
funny?
Maybe not everybody's like that. If you're not an asshole to begin with, then you probably...
Yeah, because I'm going to say there's some people that are athletes or football players or baseball players that probably treat women with respect.
Right.
But it's probably because they've always been that way.
Probably.
Yeah, because when I talked, when I used to talk, when I first started talking to this guy, it's before the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's when it's after he won the Super Bowl that he started turning into exactly what I don't want in a guy.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Like even the other day he said a comment like people are noticing me now. Wow. Really, bud? Really?
Yeah.
So I was irritated
about
that.
Yeah, people get high on that shit, man. You know?
And it doesn't last long. Football players are not like basketball. Like basketball players, if you make a name for yourself in the league, like your name is going down in history. Football players, it's like besides Tom Brady, like name 5, like 10 off the top of your head that are incredible and always talked about.
Right. Well, I can tell people from the past, but not from now.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like nobody right now is like talked about like Tom Brady. Like Tom Brady is like the only name, probably Julian Edelman. And that's pretty much it for the people. OBJ, because he dances all the time.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like I couldn't name one single football player in the league.
Right. Well, do you watch football?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Like if I'm home and I'm with my mom, loves football.
Yeah, but you don't really follow it.
No.
Yeah, so how would you know anybody?
Because
I don't follow it either, and I don't know anybody.
But I follow a lot of sports blogs.
Right.
Yeah, because they always have funny videos and stuff.
Really?
Like House of Highlights and shit. So like I'll hear about certain athletes, but like not if the name is on there, I wouldn't recognize it.
Yeah.
Unless it's like LeBron James or.
Right. How many of those are there?
No, like one.
Yeah.
Only one. He's a good person too. I feel like he's always giving back to the community.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He just opened up a school.
Yeah, I heard something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where, do you know?
In his city. Cleveland.
We're in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, very nice. Well.
And yeah. all their backpacks, all their school supplies, everything is paid for. That takes a lot of stress off some parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty nice, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to wonder, what is the person going to do with all that fucking money?
Yeah, especially if you sign a contract and you're making $150 million a year just for basketball. That's not including whatever commercials you sign up for, whatever brand deals you're signing up for. So he's probably making close to like $500 million a year.
Probably, yeah.
That's insanity.
I know, man.
Like Blake Griffin has to pay his baby mom's $238,000 a month because he made 320 like something mil last year.
Wow.
Can you imagine making that much money?
Yeah, just playing sports, man.
Well, no, he's also like LeBron James. He dabbles in a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah?
Like he acts now. Okay. Like he's an actor. I guess he's a stand-up comedian now.
Right.
He does.
But still, you know, I mean, how productive is that kind of work? You know what I'm saying? It's just for entertainment.
Yeah.
So, but nevertheless, you know, I mean, if you give back, you make money and you give back, then it's commendable. I don't know what else. How can you talk badly about someone?
He's like the only athlete I've heard in a long time that's giving back.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of anyone else like opening like a charity or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know what one person can do with all that money, but.
I know. I guess have lots and lots of kids. That's what I would do. If I was like, especially if I was married to, I just got him like, so are you going to have another kid or.
But isn't it interesting that the big families are poor usually, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. A lot of families, a lot of kids don't come from rich families.
No, yeah.
The people that can least afford them are the ones that bring them.
Yeah, I know. And then the families that have tons of money will have like one or two kids.
Yeah, you know.
And you would think it's because they're like vacationing and enjoying life, but a lot of those people that have a lot of money, one person in the relationship is usually gone working.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, the money has to come from somewhere.
Yeah, like even think about it. If you're married to an athlete and you have a house in Cleveland, but he plays for the Lakers now, then you're only going to see him when he flies home to Cleveland.
Right, right. Unless you move with him.
Yeah. And I'm sure they have multiple houses, so probably works.
Yeah.
Probably works out for them.
I mean, but would you want to be married to an athlete or something? You know,
I would want to be married to an athlete if we were able to talk about whatever it is going on. I don't want to be married to an athlete and find out on the Shade Room that he was in the club grinding and making out with someone who is not me.
Yeah.
Like my whole thing is like I got into a huge debate about the Khloe Kardashian situation because she was pregnant. And while she was pregnant, Tristan Thompson, who was a basketball player, was caught like multiple paparazzi club footage. He cheated on her with like over like 9 women.
Really?
Like multiple women, Sam. Multiple women. And
must be nice to have that many. Shit. You
yeah.
Know?
That, and it was like all in like a short span of time because she was pregnant the whole time. So like she got back with him. They gave birth and they got back together. And everyone was ripping her to shreds. Like, you're a fucking idiot. You're basically condoning his behavior, which I kind of feel that she is.
Yeah.
But for me, she's saying she's doing it for her child. But at the end of the day, like, how is that going to help your daughter?
Yeah.
Because when she gets old enough and she Googles mom and dad, which she's going to do, and then she sees daddy in the club with literally 9 bitches. There was like one video of him where one girl was like head was in his lap and he was making out with the chick like across from her.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's what your daughter's going to see. And she's also going to see that you decided to stay, which means it's OK if a man comes into her life and treats her like that because mommy did it.
Right.
Yeah. So she like. But we don't know what she's going through behind the scenes. Like, she could be crying herself to sleep every night.
Yeah.
Like, she might not even be able to look at him without wanting to vomit.
Yeah. You see, all these women, man, they circle around when they smell money and
but she
and
has her own money. That's the thing. Like, she should have gone for a regular smegular dude.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. You know, they're blinded by the glitter, by the fame, by the money.
Yeah.
And things like that, you know. I mean, it's, to me, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, when women are attracted to guys like that. And it happens all the time. I mean, all these hot chicks you see on yachts and on vacations, who pays for all that?
Yeah, you know?
You know they're not working. I mean, I'm not trying to be like women can't afford their own trips. But these are chicks you know are not working.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I know chicks
personally
that aren't working.
Yes, yes. You know, and you see them on vacation. All the, I can't afford vacations like that, you know? So they're always, it's always pussy for something, man.
Yeah, like, for instance, there's this girl that I know absolutely does not work. She used to work in the club, but she doesn't work in the club anymore. So what she's doing now, I don't know. But she, it's her, it was her birthday, so she just got onto a flight, private jet, with her and like five of her girlfriends, and they are going to Mexico. But in my head, I'm like, who the fuck is paying for that private jet?
Yeah, yeah.
And who also is paying for that trip to Mexico? Because you don't work,
right?
And you also don't post any dude that you're with.
Right.
Like, it's not like girls that are fucking these dudes for money are posting them like, this is my man.
Right.
Because you don't want anyone to know that you even have one.
Exactly, you know?
So
That you're such a fucking gold digger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's exactly right. You never see the guys in the picture. You go, oh, she's having a good time with her friends.
Right.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. You know?
But somebody like Khloe Kardashian, who has her own money, it's just like, you don't need to be with someone who makes less than you.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, like, I understand you just had a child. And for you, like, I guess she had a really hard time getting pregnant. This is her first kid. Mm-hmm. So I guess for her, she probably just wanted to make the family life work. And although he's like acting normal now, he's going to wait till you get fully attached again. And then he's just going to cheat again. And basketball season's about to start.
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to do when he's on the road?
Yeah.
He's not going to be faithful to you.
I wonder what percentage are faithful, you know, because the temptation is great.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I see a lot of, okay, so I knew this girl, my old roommate's friend used to hook up with LeBron James, and he's married and he reps his wife very hard.
Yeah.
You know, but her, I guess, like, everyone has to sign NDAs, especially if they're on that level.
Yeah.
Of, but you gotta think at some point that wife has gotta know, like, deep down she's gotta know.
Would they cheat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, but they stay anyway.
Yeah, especially if you have like multiple kids with them.
Right.
But then I feel like someone like Steph Curry, I don't think he cheats. He's a basketball player, but he's been with his wife since high school, and they have three kids together, and I just don't think he cheats.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the thing is, if you have a happy personal life, I don't think you're going to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
And she's, like, super, I mean, obviously she's successful because she's his wife, but, like, she's a cook. She has her own cookbook. She has her own dish line at Target. Like, she's doing things for herself.
Really?
And that's sexy for guys.
Yeah.
When their wife's not just at home waiting for them to like write a check.
That's true, you know, and you want them to be involved in your life. And, and you know, the thing is, today it's so hard to cheat, you know. You leave like
trails.
Yeah, everywhere.
It's,
you know,
so easy to get caught.
Yeah.
And dudes are so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are so stupid.
So they don't
I think it's harder
it.
For girls to get caught.
Why?
I think girls are smarter about it.
How?
I just knew this chick that, like, you literally has cheated on every single one of her boyfriends, and none of her boyfriends ever knew she cheated.
Well, you know why? Because the
like,
guy is
shit.
Usually the one that pays. She doesn't have to have any money.
Yeah.
So she doesn't leave a lot of trail, you know?
I don't even think it comes to money unless you share a bank account, which, I mean, married couples do.
No, but
cell phone
most married
records.
Couples probably look at the same bills and, you know, credit card bills and shit like that.
Cell phone records.
Yeah.
Like my mom discovered my dad was cheating because of phone numbers on the bill.
Yeah. That sucks.
That'll
man.
Do it to you.
That's what I'm saying, though. You know, there's no way. So, I think it's kind of stupid. And not only that, but if your partner really knows you, you know, you guys have a routine, you talk every day, you do this, you do that, then you know that you're going to notice a change in their behavior right away.
Yeah.
It's not like going to take very long before you realize, wait a minute, he's not himself. You
and
know?
Not only that, I feel like even if a guy's not into a woman anymore, like say he wakes up next to his significant other every single day and feels like, ugh.
Yeah.
Even if he cheats and he comes home, he's still going to feel guilty about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you guys still have a past. You still have history. Like, there's no way a decent man is not going to feel some type of like, right. Wow, I just really fucked this chick over.
Right. But, you know, we talk a lot about the men, you know. What about the women that cheat, you know?
The women that cheat usually end up dead.
Isn't it about half of the women or something, you know?
Yeah, women cheat a lot. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. They are just, I think women are equally as bad as men, if not worse.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
Because think about it. For every, when we go out for girl-wise, there's maybe one dude for every 500. I'm not kidding. Good looking.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's like not that many good looking dudes when you go out.
Really?
So it's like when you go out and you see maybe two, three good looking guys in the club, those are also the two, three good looking guys that every other girl in the club is looking at. But for men, it's like they go out and it's a sea full of good looking women.
Right.
So it's easier for men to cheat as opposed to women, but it's easier for women to find out because there's not that many men to be fighting over. So it's easy to find out, okay, this dude was with this chick who was with this chick, and that was my girlfriend's friend who's friends with this chick. It's just everyone's connected. Right.
But yeah, that's if everybody knows each other. You know? But yeah, if you do it when you're out, man, then you're really putting yourself out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you cheat, don't go out, man. Just stay where people don't know.
I know. Or go to like restaurants that are in the cut that no one's going to be at.
Yeah. But I find it hard to believe there's more women than men, you know?
Oh, no, there is. There is. Every single woman in Los Angeles, Boston, New York complains about how there's no men.
Okay.
And the ones that are good looking usually are taken.
Yeah. Or gay.
There's so many good-looking gay men. Yeah. It's mind-boggling. I'm like, of course you're gay, of course.
Well, they care about how they look, I guess. So they, you know, many of them are handsome.
Yeah, I like how you like almost like all our ask all our guests if they're like gay or straight. Like, so what's you guys' deal? Are you like in relationships?
Yeah.
Gay.
I know. It's like you never know anymore. You don't know what to ask. You know, you don't ask like, are you married? Do you have a woman? You know.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Yeah. That guy that was here yesterday, the Jake. Uh-huh. He looks like Miles Teller.
Really?
Do you know who that is?
No.
He's like a super famous actor. He's won a bunch of awards. He's super young.
Oh. Okay.
Google him. You'll know who he is.
Okay.
Have you seen Whiplash?
No.
Wow.
I haven't seen Whiplash.
Well, that's not my kind of movie, but it was so good.
Yeah.
Like, anytime I saw the trailer, I was like, that's not my type of movie. And then one, like, I got snowed in one day, and it was, like, the only thing on, so I watched it, and I was like, wow, that movie was actually really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name again?
Miles Teller. And tell me he doesn't look like the guy we have.
Taylor?
Teller.
Teller.
Mm-hmm, like a bank teller.
Right, okay. Miles Teller. No, never seen him before.
But didn't he look? Doesn't he look like? If he had blonde hair, he'd look like our guest.
It's true. Yeah, it was a cool show yesterday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the trailer. It was actually a pretty heavy movie, and you guys should listen to the show from yesterday.
It just stinks when it's like movies that are in film festivals because no one listening can watch it. We can't even watch it.
I know. They need to put them online somehow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like an Amazon Prime and Netflix are perfect places for these things.
So I guess he was explaining to me yesterday that if you post like your video on YouTube or any like streaming network,
right,
they'll like unsubmit you to the film festival. Because if people can see it beforehand, they're not going to want to buy a ticket to the festival, which makes sense.
Right.
But that's a whole year you can't post your project.
Right. Yeah, but those film festivals are worth a lot.
Yeah, because that guy, the other producer we had, he made a movie and produced a movie for a film festival. Now he's producing movies in real life all the time.
Right, right.
All it takes is one person to see your movie and be like, yes.
Yeah.
He was telling me that one of his friends made a movie and they submitted it to a film festival. Some guy saw it at the film festival, wrote a $3 million check for them to make a feature.
Very nice.
I'm like,
there
that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Somebody with $3 million.
Not a lot with which to make a movie, but a lot more than they had,
I'm sure. It's not. I watched a movie the other day. It was absolute trash.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I rewatched House of Wax. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a horror film.
Yeah.
And I Googled it, and it cost $7 million to make. And mind you, this movie, like, if you looked at it, does not look like it took $7 million to
really?
Make. So I was like, $7 million fucking dollars?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then they grossed in, I think, 150.
Wow. Yeah.
But that's only because they had Paris Hilton.
Oh, they did in the movie?
Mm-hmm. She died very quickly, but obviously this was when she was popping back
in
the day.
Yeah, she was
when,
a draw at the time.
So obviously they probably paid her to make an appearance, so it couldn't pay her to last that long in the film. We're going to have to kill you off because that's all we can afford.
Did you ever watch her reality show?
Yeah, I loved it.
Did you?
You're talking about the one with
Nicole. Yeah, that was funny. Nicole Richie.
They were really great together.
Yeah.
But that show actually ruined their friendship.
Really?
That happens.
But you know, a lot of reality shows, that happens.
Yeah, like Jessica Simpson.
They divorce, right?
Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey after that reality show, divorced.
Right, divorced. And then the Osbournes too,
divorced.
Right? Yeah.
Well, he cheated, so.
Yeah, well, whatever. But
and it's like, who understood a word he was saying?
Yeah. And then there was Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family. I don't think you know him.
No.
We talked about it before.
No.
But it was pretty popular on VH1. And he's like a bad boy, you know.
Right.
And his wife finally had it with him, and you know, based on things that happen on the show. So that's usually the case,
yeah.
You know, because they reveal things about the other person you probably never knew.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it's funny too, because when you put yourself in a position to do reality TV and it's actually real reality, like when I did my show. We got filmed 24/7. There was no breaks. There was no like time out. There wasn't like, hey, you guys get 3 days off, then we start production. Like some reality TV shows now, you get a schedule and it's like, hey, your scene is Monday and Friday from these times. And it's so fake.
Yeah.
And then you have reality shows like The Challenge or X on the Beach or old school
like
Bad
Big
Girls
Brother
Club.
Too,
Big Brother.
They
where,
don't get a break, right?
No, like literally your cell phone, your email, everything is taken away. So you have no communication with the outside world. And you're filmed 24/7. Even when you're taking a shit, when you're taking a shower, there's a camera.
Yeah.
You get no breaks. So like a lot of shit can happen when that happens, especially when you're living on top of people.
Yeah.
You start to see them in a light that you didn't maybe necessarily see them before.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
God, I can't imagine cameras in the fucking bathroom.
I hated it. Like, there would be some times if I was having a conversation with Gabby, but it was like a good or funny conversation, the cameraman would be there while I was taking a dump.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you want to hand me the air freshener or are you just going to stand there and die?
Oh, God.
So.
That's gross.
Yeah, so gross. But it's the truth. Like, even if I needed to go to CVS to get, like, tampons or something.
Yeah.
They would not even let you in the car. To drive to CVS until the cameras were set up, as if I'm going to be talking to myself on the way to CVS.
Yeah.
I was like, come on.
Well, that's part of it. They don't want you to.
They don't want to miss a second.
Yeah, exactly.
Because 1 second could be like the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it. I understand it. But.
I don't know, man. Those reality shows. Are there any good ones now? Like they have The Bachelor, right? Do you ever watch that?
I do.
Oh,
and
yeah,
but now I hate them because they didn't cast me.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you. But honestly, it works out because I really thought it was going to be this Italian guy that got eliminated last season who I'm like, I want a shot. Like, I want to date you. And it ended up being not him for The Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
It ended up being this football player who's still a virgin.
Really?
Yeah. And I met him. Didn't I tell you I just met him at a party like 2 weeks ago?
Really?
And I was telling him and I was like, hey, I just tried out for The Bachelor. I go, I'm not going to get called back though because I'm black. And he started laughing. He goes, hey, I hate to say this. The Bachelor himself was like, they assume that us men don't want women that look like you. And they couldn't be more wrong. But they're trying to basically feed to a market that isn't a market that I would be in.
Mm.
He's like, which sucks because you're absolutely stunning.
Right.
And he was like, keep doing you. You're great. Blah, blah, blah. And he knew damn well at that very moment he was The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I was just saying, I thought it was Jason. I was like, well, good luck to you. Because he was on Bachelor in Paradise, which is the spinoff.
Uh-huh.
But they just announced yesterday that he's actually the new Bachelor. And I met him.
Nice.
And
wow.
He loves black women. And I guarantee there'll be one or two that won't make it past episode 3.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. But I don't think I could be in a reality show. You know, I mean, sometimes it looks cool, but no, I'm not willing to divulge that much of myself, you know.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to be super open.
I know.
And you have to, like, not give a fuck, honestly.
Right. Well, you do.
But there's some people that do reality shows and they take on a persona that's not really them. And then when
right.
it airs, it's like their whole life spirals out of control because they decided to be somebody that they're not really
right.
just for camera time.
Yeah.
Like, I know people that have gone on shows and were like, I'm going to be the bitch or I'm going to be the evil person. just so I can get camera time. And they're not like that at all in real life.
Right.
But now they got the stigma. Like for me, I'm a bitch. I've always been a bitch, but I'm also really nice at the same time. And however they edit me is however they edit me. I've just got thick skin. I'm super like laid back about people talking shit. And I can handle whatever backlash I'm going to get by how I'm edited. But there's some people that act a certain way and can't handle the backlash.
Yeah.
And then for the rest of their lives, they regret doing a reality show.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what they're getting themselves into.
Right. Like you could say you did a reality show and you had one moment where you freaked the fuck out.
Right.
And you said some outlandish shit. They're going to air that. And they're going to edit you like you're a piece of shit. And you can never escape that one moment.
Right.
That one single moment where you just had a meltdown.
Yeah, you feel totally helpless, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That so everyone, sucks. I've met so many people that are like, I wanted to do Bad Girls Club when I grew up. And they're like, how was it? I'm like, you guys understand that it's a job.
Right.
Like, it's a full-blown job. Like, yeah, it's fun. You get to experience shit that you never could in real life. Like, I got to go to Hawaii.
Right.
If I hadn't gone to Hawaii on that show, I still wouldn't have gone to Hawaii. Like,
right.
You know?
Yeah, but you still, there's a lot of things you can't do. You know, you tie down.
Mm-hmm.
Things you have to do because it's work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being like waking up immediately in the morning and being mic'd. Like, you have to be mic'd 24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when did they shoot the show when you were there?
My first season was in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why did they do it in Vegas? Just because
they used to, every season used to be somewhere new.
Okay.
Yeah. So they've done like Miami. They've done Atlanta. They did a bunch of different places. All my right. season just happened to be Vegas.
Yeah.
We got banned from the Strip week one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get to go out at all and the cameras would go with you?
Yeah.
So it wasn't just in a house.
No,
right?
No, no. On normal seasons, you get to go to dinner and bowling and whatever activities else that you feel right. like doing that Jeez. Where they could get filming permits, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. The cameras around you, man. I'm sure some people bask in that, you know, they
yeah.
love that.
Yeah.
They love the attention.
Yep. 110%. I mean, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it if I'm with a crew that I'm not embarrassed by. Like if I'm rolling up to a restaurant with a bunch of like not like people I would normally be rolling up to a restaurant, I might in a little bit on the inside be like, this is not who I want to be right. seen with right now.
Yeah.
You got no choice.
That's true.
Mm-hmm, you got no yeah. choice. Mm. I can't even tell you how many times we've gone to dinner and a fight broke out at dinner at like a super nice restaurant.
Really?
I'm like, this is why we can't film anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine people sitting there and seeing all this shit?
Yeah, it's like not people that find it entertaining. They're
yeah.
like, I'm trying to enjoy my ravioli
right, I paid
right now.
Good money.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to see these trashy girls throw food at each other.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Vegas is a lot of places. But I'm not attracted to Vegas anymore. People are putting up so many cool videos and pictures of beautiful places in the world.
I know.
You know, and you
I
just
know.
Go, look at the blue water, look at this, look at that.
I follow a page on Instagram called Must See Locations. I just plug them for free.
Uh-huh.
But every time they upload a picture, I'm like, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's filtered or edited, if it really looks like that.
No, there's places that look like
yeah.
that. Yeah, yeah.
My friend uploaded a picture. My girlfriend, she went to Thailand a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture she uploaded was unbelievable. I was like, I've never seen water that blue.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, man.
I just don't know if I could get through that flight.
Yeah. But, you know, they have some places here, too. I was just seeing that, I think in Arizona and then in Canada, there are places where you have blue water like that. Not in the ocean. It's like lakes or
right.
whatever, you know.
Right.
But, creeks, anything. But or pools and waterfalls and shit like that. And they have it here, you know. We just have to find it.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? A lot of people go to like Joshua Tree for pictures.
Yeah, but is there anything there?
No,
what's
it's
there?
Like literally rocks.
Right.
And they'll like just get one with the sunset and be like, hey, I'm at Joshua Tree. And
yeah.
then they'll get in their car and come home.
Isn't Burning Man taking place
weekend.
Right now? That was last weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Surprisingly, not that many people I follow were at it.
I know.
Only, like,
I didn't see much.
And I didn't hear any hype about it.
Yeah, I know. That's true, right?
Yeah.
Last year was a lot more.
Yeah.
A lot noisier.
Like no one, maybe two people posted like one pic at Burning Man. I was like, oh, that's this weekend?
Right.
Maybe everyone spent too much money at Coachella this year.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a whole week or no, it's 10 days or 2 weeks. It's not just a
weekend. But I don't think everyone goes.
Burning Man. No, but not everybody goes for the whole time. Yeah. But it does go for a while.
I mean, so it definitely started.
Yeah.
But maybe more people will go this weekend.
Maybe that's why we haven't heard much about it. I don't know.
Yeah, like no one I know, really. Yeah.
Well, we can always find out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's amazing all the things we can do, you know, and that's why kids are so friggin' smart today, man. Well, it ended. It was August 25th through September 3rd.
Oh, okay, so it's done.
Yeah, it's done. At Black Rock Desert, Nevada. Isn't it usually in California? Maybe they moved it.
I thought it was in like Palm Springs.
No, it's very far, man.
No thanks.
In the middle of the desert. I know, that's why I pass on it, but you got to admit, some of these pictures, man, you go, God, I got to experience this, you know?
No, never once have I ever been like, I want to go to Burning Man.
Yeah.
Never once. I actually look at the pictures and it's like a reminder of how that's something I would never do.
Yeah. Well, definitely, I mean, the sand and the heat, you know, that's enough for me to totally
like,
forget
about
this.
You have to, like,
thing.
Where do you shower?
Right. Well, that's why many people take RVs, you know? I mean, you don't want to go there without an RV, really.
Yeah.
It's too warm, you know? You need air conditioning. You need cold. You need water.
And RVs are expensive.
Yeah, but, you know, not everybody owns one. You can rent one with a few people. Yeah. It won't be that bad.
Yeah, I guess.
But I think that you would probably have to get special permission to take it there because that dust goes everywhere, man.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. Well. Everywhere. So, yeah, if you've seen people's faces are full of sand, you got to wear, like, sand
That's
goggles.
That's why all the females and stuff have, like, masks on.
Right, mm-hmm. And goggles and shit, you know?
No, thanks.
Like in Mad Max or something.
Uh-huh.
You know?
No, thank you.
I know. But some people are saying it's definitely a bucket list item, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. So some of the things that are happening, I guess this happened only a couple hours ago. An airplane landed, and I guess the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control, were waiting for it to land because apparently there were like over 100 people sick on that flight.
What the hell?
And the 500 passengers and stuff. So
500 passengers on one plane?
Yeah. So somebody's saying that they saw a lot of people feeling sick before they boarded, you know, but the airline says that only about 10 passengers are taken ill. So I don't know what the hell's going on, but they decided to take precaution and treat the, you know, there's some passengers are saying that people were coughing all over the place. And shit. How gross is that?
I'd
man?
Be miserable. First of all, I don't think I'd ever get on a flight that had 500 people.
You know?
That's
but,
too big of a plane. I feel like that's too heavy.
But every time you go overseas, that's pretty much it. 400 or 500 passengers.
That's why I haven't been overseas yet. Yeah. No thanks.
But as you can see, these planes don't fall off the sky, out of the sky, you know?
Knock on wood.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter how big it is, really. What matters is that it's reliable and can stay in the air.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I just think flying, being with so many people in a closed place is gross.
Yeah. A lot of people get masks for long flights. Like a little doctor mask.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know. I should.
I've been, anytime I fly from Boston to LA or LA to Boston, I'm sick for like 2 weeks.
Mm.
I'm sick for like the first week I'm in
Boston.
I know.
Every time I'm on a plane, I get sick. Because all the germs get circulated.
And not only that,
there, right?
People put their like fans or ACs on. So like all that could be like blowing into your face.
Yeah.
And you don't even know it.
I know.
So gross.
That's gross, man.
Then you go to the bathroom and how many people are really washing their hands in the bathroom on the plane?
Right. Yeah. And how pleasant is it to take a crap there or even pee?
I can't stand people that poop on long flights.
Yeah, I
it's
know.
It's like really.
I know. Don't poop
you couldn't
anywhere
poop?
Fucking public.
You couldn't poop before
Period.
we boarded.
Exactly.
Like, come on. One kid pooped on the flight back to Boston a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And his shit like reeks. Everyone on the plane was just like,
oh my God.
And he got out of the bathroom so and he's just like, doo 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 doo, because he's like a little kid.
Yeah.
But little kids have the worst shits. It's like, where did that even come from?
How do you even know that?
Yeah. What do you mean?
How do you know the kids have...
My nephew has the worst smelling poops I've ever smelled.
Really? Excuse me. God, now I coughed into the fucking...
Yeah.
Mouth. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
My cough is really bad today.
You say that every single day. You really? Know that? Every day you say that.
So it's getting worse.
Mm-hmm. I would say 90, like maybe 4 out of the 5 days a week you say that.
Really? Then I won't say anything.
No, I don't care
if
you say it.
Well, I'm trying not to cough, but it's hard.
I don't
sometimes.
Care if you say it, but you should definitely like ask your doctor about that.
I shouldn't, because I know why I'm coughing. No. I smoke cigarettes and I smoke weed. What, more than that? I mean, my doctor, I went a few months ago, he said my lungs are fine. Obviously, they're not. But
when are you going to get your blood work done?
I don't know. But you're never going to get that it done. Every day,
yeah,
too.
I do. Because it's so important.
Yeah, that's true. But no, the cough is definitely from smoking. There's no other explanation. So that's what I do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The dirtiest place in the airport, where do you think that is? Mm. We were just talking about bathrooms, but they're saying it's not the restrooms.
I don't know then.
Yeah, I know. You probably would never guess. It's the trays that you put your shit on, your stuff in when you go through security. You know, you put your keys and all that stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense because one of those trays. Getting washed.
I know, and everybody's touching them.
Ew. Well,
everybody's
I never
touching
thought
them.
Of that.
So, yeah, so now I know go to the bathroom right after that. To wash my hands, you know, get a sanitizer. In fact, that's a good idea. When you go on a trip, you got to take a hand sanitizer.
I always have hand sanitizer everywhere I go. Do in my purse, in my car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I don't, but I wash my hands probably a million fucking times a day.
I went to Venice Beach like a month ago, and I forgot my hand sanitizer, and I thought the world was coming to an end.
Really?
I was like, no! Horrible.
It's you talk about Venice, my... the visitors we had here for a few days, they went to Venice, and everybody just gets blown away by that place, you know?
It's such so dirty, but it's a cool vibe.
Yeah, it's a cool vibe. Mm-hmm. It's different, yeah. You know? It's really different.
It's definitely chill. Like, it's chill vibes. I would definitely prefer to, like, hop, skip, and jump 15 minutes down the road and go to Santa Monica.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that depends what you're looking for.
Like, there's a cool little spot called the Bungalow out there.
Yeah.
And it's like an outdoor patio bar. Really cool.
We're in Santa Monica?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a while, but Venice Beach is definitely a place to be if you come to L.A. Because you see all kinds of characters.
Yeah.
But a lot of people there who are working and walking in swimsuits who should not be.
But I think you that's everywhere. I think that could be possibly any beach you go to.
No, that's true. But it's not really, but I'm not even talking about the beach. I'm talking about the
boardwalk.
The boardwalk.
Yeah, but even on any boardwalk, I think you'll probably see a couple of people where you're like, okay, well, yeah, look at you living your best life.
I know. Why are you wearing that Speedo or that bikini where you shouldn't, mm-hmm. you know?
They're trying to get some even tan lines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
See, I don't even notice shit like that anymore. Like, I don't look at people's bodies when I'm, like, walking on the boardwalk. I pay more attention to, like, the people on drugs.
Really?
Yeah. Like, somebody could walk by me that's, like, 500 pounds in, like, in a Speedo, and I probably wouldn't even
notice.
You wouldn't
notice, right?
Yeah. I'm, like, focusing on, like, people. And I focus a lot on, like, drug addicts that have dogs or animals. That shit pisses me the fuck off so bad.
Yeah. Do you think they mistreat the animals?
They can't even take care of themselves, let alone...
But how much does it take care of them?
It takes a lot. Don't underestimate how much work. Having a pet is like having a child.
Yeah.
Maybe not a cat, but if you have a dog...
Yeah, dogs are high maintenance, right?
Yeah, and they're a lot of work.
Yeah.
And dogs need a lot of attention and a lot of affection to live a good life. Like, you can't just have a dog and feed it once a day. That's not...
No, it's not going to cut it.
That's not going to
cut
it.
But the dog won't let you either, you know? I mean, the cats, they don't care.
Cats don't care about anything but napping.
Right.
Napping and finding the highest place to nap on.
Yeah, and so he sleeps all day,
mm-hmm.
and then he's hyper all night.
Yep,
you know?
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. Can't handle it, man.
I can't handle not having a dog.
So my son went Uber driving last night, and he says this morning that he was all the way in Long Beach and got a flat. His tire blew up because there was a tree in the middle of the road, and it was too late to avoid it.
Your son has some pretty bad luck, huh?
Right? And he says, I can't catch a fucking break, man.
He needs to do what I need to do.
He blew three tires on the bike alone. On my bike. I never fucking did that. You know?
On a bicycle?
On a bicycle.
That's weird.
I know. So, I don't know, but I told him, and he doesn't believe in that, in like, think positive. And,
no, I think it's a real thing. I really think it's a positive thing, because I've noticed, like, past 2 weeks I've been kind of negative, and the past 2 weeks I've been kind of shitty. So, I'm like, that's because I'm bringing it on myself.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I think it's actually true.
Yeah, and I think he needs to do what I need to do and get a cleanse. I need to go to like Santa Monica and find one of those people that'll just cleanse my life and like give me like a clean slate.
Oh, you mean with sage and shit like that?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That I don't believe.
I do believe in that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I do.
Okay. Well, try it. Maybe it'll work.
I'm going to try it. I don't know how much that is though. Cause like, I'm very picky about what I spend my money on. So if it's cost me $70 to do that, I'm going to say, I'm good.
Yeah. Then maybe on Venice. At Venice Walk, you'll be able to find it for less.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
People do that shit there all the time. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Get clean.
Oh, so on Venice Beach, I went to a place called... Oh, I can't remember the name of the restaurant. Something with an O.
Right on Venice Beach?
It's like on the boardwalk.
Right.
Yeah.
There's only one.
What are you thinking?
Sidewalk Cafe.
No.
In the
There's
corner.
There's a million restaurants, number
Not
one.
Not really restaurants. They're like fast food shit.
No. This was a restaurant.
On Venice?
Mm-hmm. It was right on the boardwalk.
Yeah, but...
Oh, it's going to bother me.
I know.
But we went in and it seemed like kind of fancy on the inside.
Yeah.
I was like, this is weird for this beach. So you go in and I got the wild mushroom ravioli.
Uh-huh.
I've never had anything so amazing in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I have to tell the listeners.
It's like
an
Italian restaurant or something?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can find it so I can tell the people where to go.
Yeah, Google Italian restaurant Venice Beach.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably find it.
It was so good. It was incredible. Like, but it's one of those small plates where they bring it. It's like a main dish, but there's only like... 6 ravioli. I'm like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
Give me 10 at least. Give me 10.
Yeah.
So you like want to almost order another whole dish. That's how good they were.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Italian.
Yeah, but fine restaurants give you small portions.
Yeah,
that's
they do.
That's their own thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they'll be like the price of, like the raviolis I got were $28.
Right. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Ravioli, $28 for pasta?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot. And there wasn't... I finished eating it and I was still... Osteria.
Osteria?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to check it out.
Osteria Venice West on Dudley Ave, right off the boardwalk.
Oh, it's off the boardwalk.
No, it's like... So right if you're walking. So if you're walking down the boardwalk, you know how they have those like little alley things?
Right. That's what I pictured.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Very interesting.
The very, very last one at the end. The last alley on the end.
Because
we were at the top of the beach and we walked all the way down. It took us 25 minutes to get there.
Oh.
I was like, all right, I'm Ubering back. Literally, I Ubered back to my car. I was like, I'm not doing this today.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's cool though with bikes. Did you see those scooters they have now everywhere?
Yeah. Everyone has one.
Yeah.
You can rent them now. You can go like a
random them. Yeah. That's what I mean. With a phone, with an app.
Mm-hmm.
And you leave it anywhere you want.
Yeah.
It's such a cool thing.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
But it's convenient.
It's called Bird or something.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, I mean, I haven't seen them before. It's an electric scooter.
Yeah.
And you can pick it up anywhere.
And you pay for like how long you can ride it for.
Right. Then you just scan your phone, you know. And mm-hmm. so there's no money exchange, no nothing, no people to watch over it.
But they lock. Once you get to your destination, they lock.
Right. So... Uh-huh.
You can pick it
up anywhere you want. It's pretty cool. Yeah, you see, that would be a good thing to do if you get stuck on Venice and you can't walk anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever taken one of these?
No, I don't think I have. I'm really bad at balance, so I just don't think that's a thing that I would be able to do.
Yeah, so you can't ride a bike either?
I don't know how to ride a bike, no.
Oh, wow, that's terrible. Didn't you say you can't swim either?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
You're I know how to doggy paddle.
Yeah, but you're missing out on a lot. It's easy. Take some lessons.
Like, I think I'm okay not being able to know how to swim, unless, of course, I get into like a cruise ship accident and then I'm in the middle of the Atlantic and I don't know how to swim. But at that point, I'm probably going to get eaten by a shark anyway.
Exactly.
So
knowing how to swim in the middle of the ocean doesn't help much.
It doesn't.
It'll just delay the death. You know? Like,
I'm all set.
All right. Well, that's it for another show, folks. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow's Thursday, right? So we'll see you then.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.